Introduction to Demand Management. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines demand management as follows. 1. The function of recognizing all demands for goods and services to support the marketplace. It involves prioritizing demand when supply is lacking. Proper demand management facilitates the planning and use of resources for profitable business results. 2. In marketing, the process of planning, executing, controlling, and monitoring the design, pricing, promotion, and distribution of products and services to bring about transactions that meet organizational and individual needs. The components of demand management are shown in Exhibit 2-7. Exhibit 2-7, Components of Demand Management. The purpose of demand management is to balance supply and demand. Supply and demand plans should be generated multiple times for long-term strategic needs, including long-term forecasting, product development, or capacity development. For medium-term aggregate demand forecasting and sales and operations planning. For short-term demand forecasting and item-level master scheduling and distribution planning. Exhibit 2-8 provides an overview of an organization's manufacturing planning and control process. Exhibit 2-8, Manufacturing Planning and Control System. The overall process shows how strategic planning, which here should be understood to include both a multi-year strategic plan and a more detailed and actionable business plan for perhaps 3 years, leads to a production plan through S and OP using inputs from the demand and supply sides of the organization. The forecast, production planning, and resource planning. For logistics, note that in the overview graphic for logistics planning and control used in this learning system, one of the supply side activities is supply management. Supply management encompasses all of the priority planning and capacity planning activities shown in Exhibit 2-8. Both the overview graphic and Exhibit 2-8 share the demand side activities as inputs. The center column below S and OP shows the supply side outputs. The production plan guides master scheduling. Master scheduling produces a master production schedule, and material requirements planning produces a material requirements plan, the components needed for production. Information on these requirements is sent to purchasing, which purchases the materials as needed, and to production activity control, which guides manufacturing on the shop floor. The shop floor further refines these plans by placing them in a schedule and adjusting details as needed given feedback on equipment and personnel capacity. The exhibit also shows how both the demand and supply sides of the organization have continuing input as plans grow more and more detailed and time horizons grow shorter and shorter. The capacity planning activities in the exhibit are more and more detailed capacity checks. If there is insufficient capacity at any point, these feedback processes will prompt either capacity adjustments or revisions to the production plans. Note that Exhibit 2-8 is oriented toward manufacturers. Organizations that buy goods for resale will likely also engage in forecasting, demand management, S&OP, VRP, and purchasing, but will not need to follow many of the other steps in this process. In this case, the output from S&OP might be called a supply plan rather than a production plan. Capacity checks in such an environment will be primarily logistics related.